Yum, I'm Joe Bud Soul. This is TabeelPod.com, the week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from Korea's ginormous capital city. Today is Thursday, the 3rd of September, 2015. On this date, in 301, San Marino, the tiny republic, is founded by St. Marinus. 1189, Richard the Lionheart is crowned at Westminster. 1260, with Georgians fighting on both sides, the Mamluks defeat the Mongols at the Battle of Ain Jalut in Palestine, marking their first decisive defeat and the point of maximum expansion of the Mongol Empire. 1658, Richard Cromwell becomes Lord Protector of England. 1783, the Treaty of Paris ending the American Revolution is signed. Sadly, Ben Franklin failed to get the British to include Canada in the deal, but he got close. 1838, future abolitionist Frederick Douglass escapes from slavery. 1914, William, Prince of Albania, leaves the country after just 6 months due to opposition to his rule, uttering his famous declaration. Well, okay, fine. 1939, Britain and France declare war on Germany. 1967, traffic changes from driving on the left to driving on the right overnight in Sweden. 1971, Qatar becomes an independent state. 1976, Viking 2 lands on Mars. 2004, Russian forces kill over 300 people, mainly children, as they stormed school at Beslan, North Ossetia. Birthdays are Ferdinand Porsche, Irene Pappas, Alan Ladd, Mario Draghi, Malcolm Gladwell, Charlie Sheen, William Rehnquist died 10 years ago today. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast was written by Ari Swiecka. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to tabeelpod.com or send us an email at tabeelpod@gmail.com. Sorry, there is a wee bit of lateness regarding the uploading situation this week. On the 29th of August, Imedi TV announced that it was suspending its political talk shows this fall. Imedi had two weekly talk shows, Reakcija on Fridays and Imedi's Kvida on Sundays, which were on summer break and were supposed to resume in September. In a brief statement, the channel said it is temporarily suspending these two talk shows because they want to, quote, change the existing format of programming and develop qualitatively new TV products for 2016. Imedi TV is owned by the family of late tycoon Badri Patarkatashvili. Inga Grigolia, who's a host on the two suspended talk shows, said in a statement on her Facebook page that she was bewildered by Imedi's decision and claimed that Imedi did it on instructions from the authorities. She wrote, "I have every reason to believe it is a political decision because not a single TV channel would close down shows that bring in ad revenues and that have high viewership. I think it's a political decision that I will not be on TV ahead of the 2016 parliamentary elections. I think that Imedi TV fulfilled some political instructions." She also mused that BI is behind it, saying that decisions in this country are made by one man. Gringolia was a journalist who went into politics in 2010 with the Christian Democratic Movement, but returned to journalism in 2013. Georgian Charter of Journalistic Ethics, which is a self-regulatory body uniting a few hundred journalists under an ethics charter, said in a statement that closing the two popular political talk shows will have a negative impact on media diversity as well as on political processes in the country. They continue that, as a private TV station, Imedi TV's management has all rights to make changes, but the broadcaster should take into consideration public demand and legitimate expectations to have full information about the changes going on in a television station. However, Imedi TV's official statement hardly provides that information and triggers more questions than it gives answers. End quote. On the 31st of August, President Margvelashvili released a statement saying that a politically active and informed public is the foundation of democracy, and strengthening a democracy without a free and competitive media landscape is impossible. It is alarming when developments in media cause question marks. End quote. On the 1st of September, it was announced that another talk show would end in September. The Sunday evening program Kvidis 2030, which is on GDS TV, a channel run by BI's son Bera, show's producer, Vasiko Makhlaperidze, in case you were wondering where he was, said that the project reached its end and will soon be replaced by another show. Okay, plenty of information there. The Kvidis 2030 show was conceived by BI to offer correct analysis of current events. He was the host once every 2 weeks. The show went on air in March 2015, and GDS had to get a license to make the transition from an entertainment to a political show. However, the host of the show, Archil Gamzardia, claims that the show was canceled to silence him because he was planning to resign over working conditions. He was notified in July that his contract would not be renewed in September, while everyone else's was. Following up on cabinet shuffles on the 1st of September, as Peelpod correctly reported from our future desk, Economy Minister Georgi Kvitikashvili was appointed as the new foreign minister, replacing Tomriko Berukashvili. Before Kvitikashvili became the economy minister in 2012, he was the director of BI's Kartu Bank from 2006 to 2011. Dmitry Kumtsishvili, who was a deputy mayor of Tbilisi, was appointed as the new economy minister. Kumtsishvili previously served as a deputy economy minister and was deputy general director of Kartu Bank for over a decade from 1999 until 2011. It's Prime Minister Kharibashvili who appointed the new ministers. He said that the government's focus is on economic development and job creation, and this goal determines our foreign policy and internal economic agenda. Therefore, consolidating these two sectors is very important, end quote. He thanked former Foreign Minister Tamar Berukashvili for her service and added kindly, I want the new minister to decide where Tamar Berukashvili will continue to work, end quote, which is harsh. Kvitikashvili said that Georgia's agenda of European and Euro-Atlantic integration will be the main priority. They will focus on transferring their excellent political relations into economic relations. He continued that, along with the pro-Western direction, there are lots of other interesting developments taking place in the world, including relations with the East and new processes on the Eurasian continent. No further details were given as to why Tomriko Berukashvili was dismissed, and she declined any comment. All the five foreign ministry deputies retained their posts. Kvitikashvili was also officially presented as the new foreign minister at the 2015 ambassadorial on the 2nd of September. It's when all of Georgia's foreign diplomats come to Tbilisi for a meeting, including those that are not based in Tbilisi. The main message at the meeting was that the goal of Georgia's ambassador should be to garner investment for the country. Both Kvitikashvili and Kharibashvili gave speeches about the importance of developing relations with the Eurasian continent and keeping pragmatic policy with Russia. And following up on another appointment, Tbilisi Mayor Dato Narmania presented Lasha Abashidze as a candidate for vice mayor's post since the vice mayor now became economy minister. Abashidze was the governor of Vake District. Since March 2015, Tbilisi City Assembly has to confirm the candidacy. Following up on last week's story, on the 27th of August, the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman said that NATO-Georgia Joint Training and Evaluation Center outside of Tbilisi represents a continuation of NATO's provocative policies, which will become a serious destabilizing factor in the region. She then said that those who actively continue dragging Tbilisi into NATO should realize their share of responsibility for the regrettable experience of 2008, and explained that after NATO declared a membership perspective for Georgia at the April 2008 Bucharest summit that was in May, Georgia felt that it could use aggression against South Ossetia, and that Russia will continue to remain committed to its international commitments on providing reliable security to its allies, the Republic of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Also, on the 27th of August, Parliamentary Speaker Dato Usupashvili repeated that the Membership Action Plan, or MAP, should not be an obstacle in Georgia's path to NATO accession, and that NATO should bring clearly on this issue by the time of the next summit in Warsaw in July 2016. He said, quote, I told Mr. Secretary General Stoltenberg that we do not want MAP to become a political issue because MAP is a technical tool at the 2008 Bucharest summit. It was said that Georgia will become a NATO member, so there is complete clarity on the political side, but the technical part should not become a matter of political speculation. What we need is NATO membership, not a MAP, so the obstacles should be removed, end quote. As a reminder, during his visit to Tbilisi, NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said that it's too early to say what the decision will be at next year's NATO summit concerning MAP. Georgian language classes are officially banned in village schools in Gali district of Abkhazia, according to GeoPress News Agency. The schools are guided by a Moscow resolution, which envisages Georgian being taught as a foreign language for only 1 hour per week. Following up on previous week's stories, the Central Elections Commission, or CEC, set the date for members of Parliament's by-election for the 31st of October. As a reminder, the MP by-elections will be in two single-mandate constituencies, Martvili in Samegrelo and Sagareggio in Cajeti. The majoritarian MP seat in Martvili became vacant after UNM lawmaker Nauli Chanashia died last spring. The majoritarian MP seat from Sagareggio became vacant after Timiko Chidashelli of the Republican Party was appointed as defense minister in May. There are 46,000 voters in Sagareggio constituency and 33,000 in Martvili. UNM, Free Democrats, as well as 11 non-parliamentary opposition parties have already said that they are boycotting these MP by-elections, meaning they couldn't find candidates. On the 31st of August, the Georgian Dream ruling coalition named its majoritarian MP candidates for the by-elections in Martvili and Sagareggio. Soso Danelia, who worked for the Georgian embassy in Italy, will run in Martvili, and Tamar Chidashelli, who's affiliated with the Republican Party, who's a previous chair of Young Lawyers, or GILA, will be a candidate in Sagareggio. Irma Inaishvili, who's one of the leaders of the Alliance of Patriots, will also be running in Sagareggio. Independent candidates that are not nominated by a political party can also run for majoritarian MP seats and single-mandate constituencies. Also on the 31st of October, there will be by-elections in the municipalities of Dmanisi, Vani, Chobi, and Sagareggio to fill vacant seats in their sacrobulos, which are local councils. Norway's foreign minister, Borge Brende, is coming to Georgia on the 4th of September. He will meet with the president, prime minister, defense minister, foreign minister, and parliamentary speaker. Norwegian and Georgian foreign ministries are expected to sign an agreement on simplifying visa procedures between Georgia and Norway. Parliamentary Speaker Datu Usubashvili is on a working visit to the U.S. this week. On the 1st of September, he gave a speech in New York at the Fourth World Conference of Speakers of Parliament, hosted by the Interparliamentary Union, which works in cooperation with the U.N. The Asian Development Bank approved a $20 million loan for Georgia for coastal protection works in Batumi. The loan is the fourth tranche under the ADB's $400 million Sustainable Urban Transport Investment Program for Georgia. According to the project's initial environmental examination, there is erosion on a 5-kilometer stretch of coastline southwest of Batumi. It says that if there are no protective measures, the coastal erosion will continue towards the area of Batumi Airport and will also affect Batumi beaches, and this could negatively influence the investment climate for tourism development. Following up on the previous week's stories, on the 31st of August, Georgia's state-owned partnership fund, South Korea's K-Water, and Italian building companies Salini Imprelio signed a series of contracts in Tbilisi for the construction of a 280-megawatt Neskra hydropower plant in Svaneti. The dam has a total estimated investment cost of about $1 billion and will produce 1.2 billion kilowatts per hour annually. K-Water is implementing the project based on a build-operate-transfer agreement, meaning the dam will be transferred to the Georgian government after 35 years, according to the CEO of the partnership fund. On the construction side, Salini Imprelio won the $575 million contract for the design and construction of the dam. The work has to be completed in 5 years. They will construct a 135-meter-high and 820-meter-long asphalt rock-filled dam on the upper Neskra River, creating a reservoir with a capacity of 183 million cubic meters of water. The reservoir will also capture water from the Nakra River via a 12.4-kilometer-long tunnel. Following up on Azerbaijan, on the 1st of September, investigative journalist Khadija Ismailova was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for what is widely known as trumped-up charges of fraud and tax evasion. She said in her final speech that prison will not break her, and she will investigate and publicize abuses and corruption in prison. On the 29th of August, the Interior Ministry of Georgia said that 30 people from the Samtskhe-Chabashetti region voluntarily handed over large amounts of unlawfully held munitions to local police. What was turned in? A total of 8,000 bullets for various types of firearms, 77 hand grenades, 8 sawed-off shotguns, 400 grams of TNT, an anti-tank mine, and 4 smoke bombs. This is the fourth case that large amounts of munitions were voluntarily handed over to local police in Samtskhe-Chabashetti this year. A former police officer was shot and killed outside Tbilisi in Okrokana on Friday night, the 28th of August. His cousin, Levan Gvazava, a former deputy interior minister, was seriously injured. A lot of different versions about what happened. Some say Gvazava accidentally shot and killed his cousin, then attempted to kill himself. Others say it was an armed attack. There's a third person in the car with them when it happened, another cousin who was questioned by police. Vazava's relatives don't think it was an attack, but that it was an accident. The Prosecutor General's office has launched an investigation for premeditated murder and illegally keeping and carrying a weapon. Vazava was previously charged in connection with the 2004 murder of Buta Robakhidze. On the 27th of August, there were reports that 2 Russian helicopters came over from South Ossetia, again violating Georgia's airspace, but it was not confirmed by the State Security Service. Part of the new highway that connects Vakhe and Sabartalo that was damaged in the 13th of June flood will reopen on the 15th of September, according to Dato Narmania, mayor of Tbilisi. A new boat basin for the Georgian Coast Guard opened in Batumi on the 3rd of September. It was built with $14 million funding from the U.S. The new basin has the capacity to provide docking space for up to 15 vessels at one time. The deputy director of the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency and U.S. Charged Affairs, as well as Georgian Prime Minister Gharibashvili, Interior Minister Mghebreshvili, Head of the State Security Service Vakhtang Gomelauri, and others were present during the opening ceremony in Batumi. 200 to 250 hectares of land around the area of Tbilisi Sea has been earmarked for major infrastructure developments to turn it into a district with schools, sports center, medical rehabilitation center, trade districts, and a housing complex. It will be an eco-green city where 90% of the energy used by all facilities will be generated from solar, wind, hydropower, and biogas. The project is being managed by Georgian investor Nodar Giorgadze, who built the Gino Paradise Water Park. Prime Minister Gharibashvili said that about $100 million will be invested in the first stage. Representatives of the European Free Trade Association, member countries Switzerland, Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein are visiting Georgia this week to hold negotiations with Georgia, signing a free trade area agreement which would open their markets to Georgian exports. The EFTA Council of Ministers decided to begin discussing establishing a free trade area with Georgia in November 2014. At a special briefing on the 3rd of September, Defense Minister Tiniko Khidasheli said they are banning gambling for all members of the Georgian Armed Forces in a move to offset a major cause of suicides. So the new policy is that if any person within the armed forces is caught gambling, they will immediately be dismissed, no exceptions. Global credit rating agency Moody's spoke with Financial about the lari. They said that the devaluation of the lari was because of the volatility of global financial markets, not because of an issue in the country's economy. On the 30th of August, 6 animal rights activists stormed the dolphinarium in Batumi using tear gas on security guards, saying that the dolphins are in prison and demanding that they be set free. They were mainly foreigners. All 6 were detained. The Interior Ministry launched an investigation under Article 125 of the Criminal Code for battery. Following up on last week's story, on the 3rd of September, electricity tariffs in Tbilisi did increase dramatically by 6 tetri per kilowatt hour. The new economy minister said they are considering carrying out a similar policy they have for raising electricity tariffs in regions, and that they will subsidize the price for low-income households in Tbilisi as well. Reportedly, a Turkish delegation visited Abkhazia. No more information on that, except that the Georgian ambassador to Turkey sent a note to the Turkish Foreign Ministry about it and also spoke to the Turkish ambassador to Georgia, who said they recognized Georgia's territorial integrity. A new 4-star hotel complex in the cave city Vardzia is set to open in September. It's being financed by the Natenadze family. They apparently live in the historical area of Vardzi. The Vardzia Resort Hotel will have cottages, restaurants, a hall, lounges, two big hanging outdoor pools, a marani for storing wine, a bakery, and ponds. Representatives from the large Indian company Unique Mercantile India and Apuna Punjab were in Georgia on their second visit to the country. They voiced interest in building 4 and 5-star hotel networks and operating professional golf courses in Tbilisi, Batumi, and the health resorts Khaltubo and Mestia. They're also looking into purchasing a metallurgy factory in Kutaisi. The Bakudiani Ski Resort will undergo major developments worth 118 million lari for the end of 2016. It will get new mountain lifts and tourism infrastructure, particularly hotels, apartments, cottages, food, and entertainment areas. The government pledged to allocate 48 million lari to the project, while private company New Mitadabi, a member of TBC Group, will spend 70 million lari. The developments will be implemented in two of Bakudiani's main ski areas, the Mitarbi village and Kohta Mountain. The state-owned mountain resorts development company will also be involved in the project, and the new ski lifts will be built by an Austrian company, Doppelmayr. Real Estate Tbilisi, which is a company in charge of maintaining Tbilisi's underground passages, who knew that exists, has begun renovation works on 25 underground passages across the capital city. And when it's done, all the passages will have lighting as well as security cameras. Tbilisi City Hall authorized Real Estate Tbilisi to upkeep the underground walkways in March 2015. Mayor Dato Narmania said 1 million lari has been earmarked from this city's budget to improve the quality and safety of the underground passage. According to reporting from the weekly newspaper Kvitis Palitra, Azerbaijan internet provider Azer Online is interested in buying Caucasus Online 1,200-kilometer-long fiber-optic cable that runs under the Black Sea and basically brings internet to the Caucasus. Via this cable, Caucasus Online provides 85% of Armenia's, 50% of Azerbaijan's, and 55% of Georgia's internet. According to the report, Azerbaijan wants it so they can have power over 85% of Armenia's cable. A cache of weapons and munitions from when Aslan Abashidze ran Ajada was found sunk in Hulo's Green Lake. They were 18 meters deep and found by divers of an expedition that was studying the lake's flora and fauna. From the 4th of September, Turkish Airlines Borajet Airlines will operate flights from Istanbul to Batumi 3 times a week. Batumi International Airport will soon be named after the late Georgian aircraft designer Alexander Kartveli. The name change was approved by Batumi local government, but it was suggested by Prime Minister Kadabashvili earlier this year, along with naming Tbilisi International Airport after Shota Rustaveli. Georgia is participating in the 20th Riga Food Fair this week. Georgia shall have Zedazeni beer, Kula jams and juice, nuts, and mineral water. Georgian and American soldiers finished a joint project where they renovated and modernized public school number 4 in Gori, which was heavily damaged during the 2008 war. It was opened in the first week of September with a special ceremony with military guests as well as Minister of Education and Deputy Defense Minister. The school rehabilitation project was financed by the U.S. Department of Defense's European Command. Former Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko was seen visiting Batumi last week. Business news site Kommersant.ge spoke with Georgian business people who said their Iranian counterparts are eagerly awaiting international sanctions to be lifted so they can invest in Georgia. That for now, there are limitations on bank transfer, so it's difficult to do big business with Iranians, but they are eager to invest. Georgia's Badagoni wine was one of 63 gold medal winners in the 18th annual Japan Wine Challenge held in Tokyo at the end of August. More than 1,400 different wines were entered in the challenge. Following up on the drug crackdown, police arrested a Batumi man for the purchase and possession of over 11.3 grams of drugs, about half of which was heroin. New mountain biking track in Bakudiani is officially opened at Didveli. The tracks are open daily from 11 to 6. It costs 12 lari to use. Georgia won 1 gold and 1 silver medal at the Cadet Wrestling World Championships in Sarajevo. Greco-Roman wrestler Avengo Rihadze was crowned world champion. A few weeks earlier, he became European champion at the Junior Wrestling European Championships in Serbia. The 28th of August was a holiday in Georgia for the Virgin Mary's Dormition, or Mariamoba. The holidays commemorates Mary's falling asleep, i.e. death. There's a feast on that day, but there's also a fast for 2 weeks before where people don't eat meat, fish, dairy products, or eggs. The village of Nicosi near the ABL in South Ossetia is hosting the annual Nicosi International Animated Film Festival this week. Nicosi is one of Georgia's oldest Christian villages. There will be master classes from filmmakers, animators, and artists from different parts of the world, as well as workshops for kids. The festival is held at the Episcopal Palace of Nicolo's Monastery, which was completely destroyed in the 2008 war. Poland helped with restoration, and the palace has a new life in the village as a youth cultural center. If you're in Tbilisi and want to go to the festival, there'll be buses every day until the 6th of September, the last day of the festival. They leave from Rose Revolution Square at 9 a.m. Parliamentary news. Parliament has had a special session on the 2nd of September to discuss President Margvelashvili's veto on the bill removing banking supervisory functions from the National Bank. Parliament voted on the 3rd of September and overrode the presidential veto with 81 votes. They were supposed to vote the day earlier, but UNM lawmakers resorted to procedural levers, drag out the hearing, and delay the vote for a day. Georgian Dream members voted to override the presidential veto. Lawmakers from UNM and Free Democrats voted against overturning the veto. At a session of the 2nd of September, Georgian Dream lawmaker Tomas Mechiaoudi, who's head of the Parliamentary Budget and Finance Committee, insulted President Margvelashvili, saying, "I blame BI for letting a member of some Soros NGO drop his knitting sticks and give him the right to veto, which he uses just to get on our nerves." The reference was to a photo that was posted in 2013 of President Margvelashvili knitting back when he was education minister. President's economic advisor responded that the veto is a tool or cooperation, and that in regards to the insults, ethics and culture should be a part of parliamentarians' activities. The meme week this week, by contrast, is something very sweet. It's a photo posted by First Lady Maka Chichua on her Facebook page of the president and his son playing around. Stuff to read, a new puff piece feature in Politico on Ekaz Guladze, the talent from Tbilisi reforming Ukraine's police. Jeff Gedman and Gary Schmitz argue in Fox News that the U.S. and the West really need to care about Georgia's quest for Euro-Atlantic integration, and NATO needs a new strategy for these countries caught between West and Russia. They say that Russia is undermining the European security order, and the U.S. needs to shore up its credibility where it promised to help. Telegraph talks with Defense Minister Tina Kohida-Shelley about how Georgia is facing a struggle for civilization against the Kremlin. Georgian Dream member of Parliament Teto Japaridze writes for the Atlantic Council that when we talk about Georgia and NATO, it's usually too narrow a framework, that Georgia does have all the requirements for a map, but there's also the concept of Russia's near abroad. Not quite Georgia, but our Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, goes to the Russian city of Lipetsk, where a new Stalin bust went up, and talks to people about how they see Stalin. It's pretty bleak. It ends with an Orthodox priest kissing and blessing the pedestal of the statue. This week's CRC blog looks at home appliances purchasing trends in the South Caucasus. Another video from TEDx Tbilisi, June 2015, on how guerrilla gardening used technology to save Vake Park. Washington Post thinks you should get to know Georgian wines because they're exciting and because they're made in a Kvevri. Check out the new art installation by Georgian street artist Gagosh, to lovebird trash cans on a bridge. And the message is something like, "We are filled with trash all the time. Let's fulfill each other." All this stuff is posted on the forum. Geocapital number is 5.4%, which is the annual inflation in August 2015, whereas in July 2015, it was 4.9%, according to Geostat. This is the highest annual inflation in 4 years. Prices on fruits and vegetables were up 48.3% and 14.9%, respectively, year on year. Tbilisi is hosting the 2015 International Art Festival Anima Mundi from the 3rd to the 9th of September. It's in Karvasla, History Museum. The festival will focus on themes of the power of history, expressing identity, life, and moral codes, and the development and interaction of cultures. The event organizers said the funds raised would be donated to relief funds for the 13th of June flood. From the 5th to the 20th of September, previously unseen work by painter Irakli Parjiani will be on display at the Arts Palace in Tbilisi. Ethnographic Open Air Museum in Tbilisi is hosting traditional Georgian craftwork workshops every weekend from the 12th of September to the 22nd of November. You can register until the 10th of September. Sukashvili Ballet. Everyone listen carefully. Sukashvili Ballet is coming to the U.S. in October. On the 3rd of October, they will be in Philadelphia, New York on the 4th, Baltimore on the 5th, D.C. on the 6th. Go to intelconcerts.org for tickets. In London, the Polyphonic Choir Svidkatsa will perform at Southwark Cathedral, concert scheduled for the 17th, 18th, 19th of September. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Email address is tfeelpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on the website www.tfeelpod.com. And from 1963, 100 years old today, Memphis Slim with I'm Lost Without You.
Baby, you have been gone too long, so I wrote this song so you can hear me, 'cause it's been so long since you were near me. What you want me to do? You know I'm lost without you. What did I do wrong to cause you to leave me? Since you've been gone, you've done nothing but grieve me. What you want me to do? You know I'm lost without you. I don't care what you've been doing. Baby, please come home. Darling, you're leading my life to ruin. I'm so all alone. Thinking about you. Well, you know it wasn't right. I can't live without you. What do you want me to do?